You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday. Now, for over 138 years, the Rand Club in Johannesburg has stood as a monument to the city's founding, a bastion of business, scholarship, and conversation. From Cecil John Rhodes to Nelson Mandela, from captains of mining to literary giants like Rudyard Kipling and Herman Charles Bosman, this is a place where ideas have been exchanged and history made. But I think that legacy is now under threat. A sky-high municipal valuation and a rates bill of around 1.6 million rand a year, pushing this heritage site to the very brink. And I want to talk about that with Brian McCackney, who's a heritage architect and also chair of the Rand Club. Brian, the city, if I've read the numbers correctly, has valued the club at 79 million rand. How on earth did they arrive at that figure? Have officials ever set foot in the building?
So the valuation is slightly different, but the way that they seem to have arrived at the figure for the value is a very sort of convoluted process where they have imagined a replacement cost for the building, and then they've used a formula of depreciation over time to arrive at their final valuation.
The club is a non-profit. Can it realistically survive then with that, as well as the monthly municipal bill, which I understand runs something close to 140,000 rand?
So, I mean, they really are they're doing their best to push us to the brink. You know, obviously, we're located in downtown Joburg, which is it's an interesting place to do business. And we are probably one of the very few formal businesses that are left in the CBD. So it's a tricky area to do business in. And then you're also whacked with these massive rates bills. So it makes our sustainability very difficult.
Brian, what type of business is being conducted there right now? Who's meeting, and are deals still done as in the past?
So it is still a members club, and obviously, you know, again, being in Marshallstown, it's become more of a sort of destination space. It's less of the kind of drop-in for drinks after work, because, you know, most businesses have moved out of the CBD, or many businesses have moved out of the CBD. But we have really excellent events and things that are attended well by our members, and, you know, things like wine clubs and dinners. So those are kind of things that the lifeblood of the club, basically. But it isn't the kind of daily business that you would have had in the Rand Club, you know, 20 or 30 years ago.
The club has been modernizing. I understand it's opened its doors to entrepreneurs, to startups, to artists. One's got to ask the question why that strategy isn't helping secure more public or even political support as far as the city of Johannesburg is concerned.
Look, I think the issue from the city side, you know, and you can see this in so many areas, like the current sort of debate around the sale of public green spaces like Marks Park, is that the city of Joburg is, I think, essentially close to bankruptcy, if not bankrupt already. And I think they are just trying to squeeze whichever institution it is that they can identify for as much money as they can, regardless of whether that's a sustainable way forward. You know, we're not the only people facing this at the moment. Even things like Sandton City have been massively overvalued to try to squeeze out, I think, every last drop of money that they can get from whoever they can get it from.
In heritage terms, what would the city of Johannesburg lose, do you think, if the club were forced to either shut or relocate?
Look, I think it's a terrible indicator for the CBD. There have been so many efforts to try to revitalize the downtown area. And, you know, I think the Rand Club closing up shop or moving somewhere else would be, you know, really detrimental to any types of regeneration efforts within the CBD. At the same time as that, you know, that clubhouse or the Rand Club has been in Joburg since almost the very beginning of the city. So it was founded in 1887, 1 year after the founding of Johannesburg. And so much of the history of Johannesburg is intertwined with the history of Rand Club. And you will lose all of that layering and kind of all of those markers of the history that's happened in that club and through that club over that 130 odd years.
But fast forward to 2025, Brian, and there is the criticism that the club is elitist, or at the very least a relic of the past.
So, look, I think the elitist thing could, you know, that's a criticism that could be leveled against pretty much any members club, you know, anywhere in South Africa or abroad as well. We have tried to adapt substantially. So the bottom sections of the club are actually open to the public. Our restaurant is open to the public. And I mean, the membership of the club is far broader now than what it would have been 20 or 30 years ago. So it really, people think of the Rand Club and they think the members are kind of, wealthy captains of industry and mining magnates, which is absolutely not the case anymore. It is a very varied membership. I think you were alluding to, younger members or people who are kind of entrepreneurs and things. The strata of membership is incredibly broad. So it's all sorts of people from sort of small operators of beauty salons to, architects and lawyers. And obviously, you still have your big corporate types, but it's really anyone who you can think of who's a passionate Joburger, that's the kind of person who's possibly a member of the Rand Club.
What type of engagement with the city or the Valuation Appeals Board are you having right now, or are you being stonewalled?
So obviously we got our increased valuation in 2023, and we objected to that valuation. That then went to an appeal in December 2024, which was, I mean, it was supposed to be a physical appeal, but it ended up being an online appeal. And in the appeal, not only was our motivation to reduce the city's valuation rejected, but they actually increased the valuation of the club in the appeal. So it was almost like punishing us for having appealed the valuation that they'd given us. We have now basically exhausted the appeals process. So the only option open to us now is to go to courts to have the process overturned. And I think then they need to reopen the appeal and look at that valuation on the club, which is obviously not only a lengthy process, but it's also a very expensive process. And so, yeah, it really does push you quite hard.
Brian McKechnie, thank you very much indeed, Chair of the Rand Club in Johannesburg. I appreciate your time today. Thank you.